Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where however you feel about the president's Build Back Better bill, enough bees for you, however you feel about it, it's a big deal. Or as Vice President Biden said at one point about President Obama's big, quote, accomplishment, unquote, the Obamacare Act, it's a big beep deal. Okay, but is it a good deal? It is currently just hanging on the balance. Top House Democrats expect they will have the votes to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill, everybody wants to see that go through, and their massive budget busting Build Back Better bill. There's five B's for you. And they could start passing that today. They can only lose three votes and still pass the bill. The Rules Committee met late last night to make last-second changes to the 2,000-page bill, which nobody has read or even seen, including on state and local tax deductions for blue states. That's the giveaway to millionaires that a lot of Democrats objected to yesterday. Democratic leaders also met late into the night with members on the immigration provisions in the bill, which some members are staking their votes on. Other moderate holdouts want a CBO score on the sprawling 2,135-page bill. It remains to be seen if top Democrats can wrangle those last few votes they need. Now, if it passes the House today, and it might, we will of course keep you posted on that, it still has the Senate, where Joe Manchin has been so good on this and so clear. You got to be proud of him. He's a Democrat. He's a moderate. He's not really a conservative. But he represents the people of West Virginia, and he said something profoundly true today that Democrats don't want to believe. America's not a left-wing nation. It's not. It's a center nation, and he said, Joe Manchin, if anything, it's a center-right nation, which the American people proved all over the country when they voted on Tuesday. And in fact, one of those elections is finally finished, and it's from a part of the country that has been consistently Democratic. And it turns out that a truck driver who spent nothing on his campaign, he actually made the Republican, he made his only campaign video on his phone. And yes, his phone, no professional camera, just talking into the phone. And spent nothing, he beat the president of the New Jersey State Senate. I mean, that was a pretty good accomplishment. His name is now Senator Doerr, and he beat Steve Sweeney in New Jersey. It's political, it's like a Frank Capra movie. Because, again, a real power broker, considered to be the second most powerful person in New Jersey after the governor, and a longtime Democrat, he'd been there since the earth cooled, and then Senator Doerr beats him. Amazing. We will cover that. We'll also be talking about the critical race theory issue. Okay, Paul Kengor of Grove City College asks a very good question, and we'll be talking to him. Okay, if as Republicans say they want to ban critical race theory, why should Democrats object? Because they say critical race theory doesn't exist. They say it isn't taught anywhere. Nobody's teaching it in schools. So Paul Kengor asks a very good question. Okay, on the one hand, you don't believe that unicorns exist. So why wouldn't you support banning unicorns if they don't really exist? We will get to that issue as well. But first up, and most importantly of all, we're going to end the show by speaking last hour with Newt Gingrich. And the question now is, okay, in order to bring about the kind of sweeping Republican victory that he engineered, where he won 55 seats in the House, took over the House and the Senate, this is in 1994, a total earthquake of a Republican victory. He did that by emphasizing a positive agenda, the contract with America. We will get to that as well. What needs to be done? What can be done as a contract with America that that actually could duplicate the success, or at least come close to replicating the success of 1994? Meanwhile, there are a lot of geniuses who are helping the progressives, the people on the left wing of the Democratic Party, who are actually holding up any progress on the infrastructure bill or the budget-busting buyback better bill. With all of that going on, they found a fascinating and brilliant public relations strategy to follow to try to dramatize their side. I mean, this is so clever. They actually surrounded Joe Manchin's car, and they surrounded the car, and then they expressed themselves so passionately and so persuasively. I want to play this for you because this is an example of the kind of public relations effort that has put the progressive Democrats in this wonderful position they're in. Listen. It's a great American moment. You know what it sounds like? If you played that audio for somebody, they'd think you were listening to audio from January 6th. And January 6th was a dark day. It wasn't a very good day. It was obviously not a super-duper public relations move for the people who stormed the Capitol building. And what about this? They're trying to surround Joe Manchin's car? I mean, these people go to the homes? I mean, they're blocking traffic? I mean, honestly, what is that about? And the one good thing today, and I want to spend a little bit of time with it, because it's so different from what is actually going on in Washington and the business side of things. They had a funeral today, and it was a beautiful thing for General Powell. And it was fascinating because the people he had speak, he spoke, Michael Powell, you'll hear a little bit about it, his son, spoke beautifully, as did his longtime friend and his top aide at the State Department, Richard Armitage. And everyone was there. I mean, pretty much everyone, with one exception. President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, former Secretary Hillary Clinton were among the guests in attendance. And this was kind of a moment, it seems to me, not to talk about partisanship or blocking people's cars or legislative agendas, but talk about how lucky we are in America to have leaders emerge, and they have in every generation, like General Powell, who exemplified a lot of the characteristics that Americans would like to see their kids grow up with. We will play you some highlights from this moving funeral coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We will also be speaking about the problem Democrats have with critical race theory. On the one hand, saying it ought to be implemented everywhere, and the other hand, saying it doesn't exist. There's nothing to see here. There's no reality of critical race theory. Well, actually, there is, and we will get to that. All coming up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Bob.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. And use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No, no, racism hasn't disappeared in America, but it definitely is subsiding, except for the fact that there is racism of all kinds applied against black Republicans. Michael Eric Dyson basically saying that Winsome Sears, the new lieutenant governor of Virginia, is a puppet. We will get to that. It's astonishing that kind of statement could go at least so far unrebuked. Meanwhile, I do want to go back to somebody who transcended race as much as anyone ever can, because Colin Powell wasn't a great black American. He was just a great American who, yes, was also black. I mean, it's interesting. His family came from Jamaica. They came before he was born. Winsome Sears' family came from Jamaica, but she was actually born there on the island. She is now very much a proud, naturalized American citizen. In any event, this morning, his friends and family, and they made the invitation list that included all of our recent presidents, except for two. Jimmy Carter, he should live and be well, is advancing toward his centenary, for goodness sake. And our oldest, longest-lived president ever so far. And then there was another former president who didn't have such kind things to say about General Powell at the time that he died, officially of COVID-19, but he had a range of other illnesses. He was fully vaccinated, by the way. But the point about the funeral and the ceremony was how religious it was, and featuring hymns, Bible readings, a full gospel presentation, and plenty of prayers. And the proceedings even included a hat tip to what apparently, who knew, was Colin Powell's favorite pop group, ABBA, and which is something he had in common, an inexplicable affection, I would describe it. He had that affection in common with John McCain. They actually played Dancing Queen at some point in the funeral, and I don't even know if that's a first ever, first time ever at a very stately and serious church moment. You're playing Dancing Queen? Okay, probably General Powell would have enjoyed it. He certainly had a sense of humor, and he loved that group. But here is Richard Armitage, who was a longtime Assistant Secretary of State under General Powell and a longtime friend. And during the tribute that he gave, the prepared remarks, he quoted The Rough Side of the Mountain by F.C. Barnes. This old race will soon be over. Here is what Richard Armitage sounded like.
I grew up in the South, and my taste in hymns is a little different from Secretary Powell's. And my favorite hymn is one by the Reverend F.C. Barnes. He sings it with his wife, and it's called Coming Up on the Rough Side of the Mountain. It's got three verses and two choruses. I'm just going to submit you to the third verse. This old race will soon be over. There'll be no more race to run. And I will stand before God's throne. All my heartaches will be gone. And I'll hear my Savior say, welcome home. Be real quiet. Listen real carefully. And you might hear our Savior say, Colin, welcome home. And here's your starry crown.
And he went on to record and report an anecdote on the lighter side. Listen.
As Secretary of State. And visiting foreign minister from Sweden, Anna Lindh, was in. So she came in with her entourage, and the secretaries were very well-appointed office. And she knew of Secretary Powell's affection for ABBA. And she knew of Secretary Powell's affection for Volvos. So she opened up a full CD set of ABBA and presented it to him. Colin immediately went down on one knee and sang the entire Mamma Mia to a very amused foreign minister from Sweden and to a gobsmacked U.S. delegation who had never seen anything like it.
And you'll note that the Swedes who were there in the Secretary of State's office didn't attack him for cultural appropriation. That was okay. There is more, particularly the moment of Michael Powell, his son, who, by the way, has also had an extraordinary career. After hearing him speak, you look it up, he was involved with the FCC. He has he's an attorney. He was also an Army officer, like his father, but who was very severely injured in a training accident in Europe when he was serving. And Michael Powell, somebody else that we're lucky to have here in the United States. This is what he said about his father, clip 12.
The example of Colin Powell does not call on us to emulate his resume, which is too formidable for mere mortals. It is to emulate his character and his example as a human being. We can strive to do that. We can choose to be good.
And by the way, my column today in Newsweek is called, and it's about General Powell, it's called Character is Never Irrelevant. People like Peggy Noonan wrote a book called Character is King. That was about the Reagan era, when character is king, was king. And let it they not say about the Biden era, when character was irrelevant. It's always relevant and always important. There is more on that. Also, being able to stay sharp is important. Nikki Haley has created some controversy by proposing that any politician above a certain age should pass some sort of cognitive test. And what if the politician fails and has already been elected and hasn't yet served out his or her term? We will get to that question. We will also be talking about the progress or lack thereof with a big struggle up on Capitol Hill over the budget-busting Build Back Better bill. That and more. And going out, of course, on one of the favorites of the late Secretary Powell. We'll be right back.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pushing for a vote Friday on the bipartisan infrastructure deal and the Democratic-led social spending package. Many representatives want to see the social spending bill's price tag, and House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's a Congressional Budget Office's job to provide that number.
The rules of the House is the Congressional Budget Office has to tell you how much it costs. This is going to be the largest bill in the history of America. Largest taxing, largest funding.
Texas is suing the federal government over the new coronavirus vaccine mandate. Republican AG Ken Paxton announcing the lawsuit on Friday, calling the regulations an abuse of federal power. Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Utah, and several businesses are involved in the suit as well. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
One more comment, remark from the very moving memorial service, funeral service for the late General Colin Powell. And this one from Madeleine Albright, who actually had been his predecessor as Secretary of State. And Madeleine Albright, who's been on our show, actually, has, since she left the government, basically, in the Clinton administration, she has said a number of things that indicate she is more of a centrist figure than someone on the extreme left. And she said this about General Powell. This is clip 13.
This morning my heart aches because we have lost a friend and our nation one of its finest and most loyal soldiers. Yet even as we contemplate the magnitude of our loss, we can almost hear a familiar voice asking us, no, commanding us, to stop feeling sad, to turn our gaze once again from the past to the future, and to get on with the nation's business while making the absolute most of our own days on earth, one step at a time. To that command, we can only reply, yes, sir.
And that's also brings us to the Colin Powell's 13 rules for how to lead, which I think would be very fine to recall with some of our current leaders. Yes, this means you, President Biden, Vice President Harris, means people on the Republican side as well. Among his 13 rules for how to lead. And, Jeremy, I think it'd be great if this is from his book, by the way, My American Journey, and which came out in 1995. And actually, the rules to lead appeared in It Worked for Me, that which is a later book, My Life in Life and Leadership. This is rule number 9 is share credit. People need recognition and a sense of worth as much as they need food and water. Remain calm. Be kind. Few people make sound or sustainable decisions in an atmosphere of chaos. And then at the very end, the last rule for leadership, he says, perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. If you believe in the likelihood of success, your followers will too. And then for people who wonder about the suitability, how it works in a church, at the National Cathedral, as a matter of fact, this is what the military band sounded like, playing Dancing Queen, from ABBA, of course, as people arrived at the funeral. This is clip 11. People, speaking of rules for leadership, who, at least according to a lot of speculation, is seriously contemplating even planning a race for the White House, I think actually encountered a bit of publicity today that may set her back. Nikki Haley was actually talking about imposing a new test for politicians, but only certain politicians. I'll explain what I mean, but you have to hear what she says, which, until you think about it for a few moments, seems to make a lot of sense. She's talking about all of the speculation, and there's tons and tons of it all around the country, and not just Republicans, about President Biden not playing with an entirely full deck, with him having sustained some kind of cognitive decline. Here's her comment about future leaders and the way we should handle that issue. This is clip 14.
We seriously need to have a conversation that if you're going to have anyone above a certain age in a position of power, whether it's the House, whether it's the Senate, whether it's Vice President, whether it's President, you should have some sort of cognitive test. Like, just like you have to show your tax returns, you should have some sort of health screening so that people have faith in what you're doing. And right now, let's face it, we've got a lot of people in leadership positions that are old.
Okay, so what happens if you issue this cognitive test? And like right now, it's Charles Grassley, the senator from Iowa, who's 87, I believe, or he's in his 80s. And you have Patrick Leahy in Vermont. Now, Senator Grassley's running for a new term, and I don't know how he would do on a cognitive test. He does push-ups every day. He runs. He's apparently in all kinds of good shape. But the difficulty is, okay, let's say somebody fails a cognitive test. What do you do?
How I have complete possession of my faculties, physical and mental.
Would you pass legislation? It might be unconstitutional, frankly, because when you elect a senator, you don't elect a senator, or when you elect a member of the House, when you appoint a member of the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court is really very serious because it's demanding intellectual work, and you can't get by on just your law clerks. Justice Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, was in her 80s when she died. Justice Breyer is 82. I think he may be 83 already right now. And they want him to resign. And this may sound like a good idea, and I know that President Trump likes it because he, as he has lavishly informed us, aced that cognitive test, person, woman, man, camera, TV. I think that's the right order. Maybe not. But that's my problem. In any event, the idea of putting this into play, it may be a way of suggesting that Nikki Haley is not quite as seasoned, that might be a nice way of saying it, as some of the people who might be running against her for President of the United States, specifically a former president who is 74 now, so he would be 77 if he does run again, the same age that Biden was when he ran this last time. Do I think that it's worth noting that America right now. Nancy Pelosi is 81, 82. Steny Hoyer is over 80 in the House. Jim Clyburn is number three Democrat in the House. There are lots and lots of people who were extraordinarily elderly, but so was Winston Churchill in his last term as Prime Minister. And the idea of putting in a rule is virtually unenforceable. What really should be a standard is just like showing your tax returns. You're not required by law to show your tax returns, as President Trump proved, but it is certainly a good idea. And by the same token, if people have questions about your age, you should do what John McCain did. I don't know if you recall, when he was running, he was one of the oldest candidates ever at that time. And Senator McCain put forward, I think it was 1,600 pages of medical records. Because, of course, he'd had many medical issues. And then allow people to decide. But the one thing was that, yes, and again, the idea that people are going to judge a leader based not on character, and the reason character is so important, more than cognitive ability, even more than intelligence, more than experience, more than ideology, is because that defines how you respond to some of those unanticipated and unanticipatable challenges that history and fate are going to throw into your path. We'll talk about that challenge of getting a deal done on Capitol Hill coming up on the MedVet Show.
I think that this is an interesting thing to ponder.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Okay, whether or not they actually make any progress on Capitol Hill, and this is extraordinary because there have been so many opinion pieces written recently. For instance, New York Times, today, they have an editorial board got together, they put together a big editorial, huge piece in the New York Times. Democrats deny political reality at their own peril. Tuesday's election result trend lines were a political nightmare for the Democratic Party, and no Democrat who cares about winning elections in 2022 and the presidential race in 2024 should see them as anything less. Familiar takeaways like wake-up call and warning shot don't do justice here because the danger of ignoring those trends is too great. What would do justice and what is badly needed is an honest conversation in the Democratic Party about how to return to the moderate policies and values that fueled the blue wave victories in 2018 and won Joe Biden the presidency in 2020. This is about as hard-hitting as it could be. And, okay... Sure, you can say that there is time to fix things, but that time is running out, particularly if you look at the fact that coming December 3rd, so we're doing less than a month from now, you know what, that's another debt ceiling. And right now, the inability to even get the infrastructure deal done is astonishing. There is one deal, however, that is very optimistic, and Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who is former head of the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, and a Republican, appointed served under President Trump, and he's become a strong presence on cable news, and he went on CNBC today. And I think that his comments may be one of the reasons that earlier in the day, the market was up very strongly. I just believe a few minutes from now it's going to close strongly. But here is what Dr. Gottlieb said about this brand new Pfizer therapeutic. It's not a vaccine. It's a therapeutic which will add to the product that Merck has developed and is about to go out there and help treat people and save lives for people who already have COVID-19 or who get it. And here's what Dr. Gottlieb had to say, clip 5.
Do you feel that this Pfizer drug is shown better efficacy than the Merck drug with perhaps less concern about mutagenicity or other side effects? Well, look, there weren't comparative trials done. The bottom line is we have an overwhelming toolbox right now to combat COVID, and this is a phenomenal result. This exceeded any reasonable expectation. With all the usual caveats that this was a trial that was stopped early by the Data Monitoring Committee for overwhelming efficacy, I think the bottom line is the end of the pandemic, at least as it relates to the United States, is in sight right now, given all the tools we have to combat this this disease. Now, we still have to get through this Delta wave. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to vaccinate our way out of it. These therapeutics are coming too late to really affect that wave of infection. But once we get through this Delta wave of infection over the course of the next 2 months, I think that this therapeutic and the other innovations that we've seen coming to market really mark the end of the pandemic for the United States. And we need to think about how we put that, you know, victory sign on the side of the White House.
Okay. Maybe the side of... I don't know, Statue of Liberty, somewhere warning people, okay, we're now looking back on the pandemic. We've just gone over 750,000 deaths. And just ask yourself this question. 20 months ago, would you have even believed it when they were speculating on how many people would die from a terrible pandemic? I mean, this means now, not as a percentage of the population, but just in terms of raw numbers, we are way, way ahead of... they say that there were about 650,000, 100,000 less, who died with the great Spanish flu epidemic after World War I. The fact that we are approaching, God willing, we will never reach there, but approaching a million Americans who've died. And the one disappointing aspect of this is there had been the belief that as more and more people got COVID-19 and then managed to survive, there would be more and more people with reliable immunity. That has not been the case. I'll tell you something else that won't be the case is... this inflation crisis is not going away. The more you look at the exit polls from New Jersey and from Virginia in particular, those exit polls show people were deeply worried about the economy. And they voted on that. And what that means for most people now, when you ask them, is inflation. The fact that stuff costs more at the grocery store. The gas price has gone up. That this is a kitchen table issue. It's sometimes hard to pay the bill. I was knocked out by a Puget Sound energy bill recently. Of course, we can pay it, sure, but this is the kind of thing that every American household is feeling. But don't worry, because on CNBC, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary who's enjoying fatherhood with his newly adopted twin sons, he says that spending $5 trillion in new spending is exactly the way and the one way to reverse the inflation crisis. Listen, this is Cliff.
The White House and many economists keep saying that inflation is temporary. Much of it is tied to COVID. It's tied to these supply chain issues. But is it a mistake to dismiss this as temporary when, in the moment, it hurts? It hurts for that person who's paying up for a dishwasher that's not going to arrive for 3 months.
Yeah, look, this is something we take incredibly seriously, and there's a technical issue over whether it's considered structural or whether it's considered temporary, but when it's hitting your grocery bill, that's not temporary, that's just your life, that's your budget, and Americans are feeling that in a lot of different ways. It's one of the reasons why it's so important to move this legislation through, going back to where our conversation began, because if we can act to reduce the costs that Americans face, the cost of childcare, the cost of schooling, the cost of access to pre-K, just literally putting more money in people's pockets with things like the child tax credit that represents, you know, thousands of dollars a year for most families with kids. That's something that can help.
Okay, it's magic thinking. Where does the money come from that we're going to put into people's pockets? And I will tell you that in response to that magic thinking, there's this great headline, one of my favorite headlines, certainly of the week. Truck driver beats New Jersey power broker on a shoestring. Ed Doerr, a truck driver for Raymer and Flanagan, who defeated New Jersey political powerhouse Steve Sweeney, said of all Tuesday's election upset victories, he was as surprised as anybody about his own. "I'm just getting my head around everything," Mr. Doerr said Thursday. He said he saw his election as a triumph of regular guy values, hard work, and the straightforward come what may. Mr. Doerr, Republican, beat the state Senate resident by 2,100 votes, or 3.2 percentage points, with all the precincts now reporting. And Democrats on Thursday pointed to statements that Mr. Doerr had made on social media, including a 2019 Twitter reply that called Islam a false religion. Mr. Doerr didn't return messages seeking a response, but said in an interview that he expected to be attacked and wasn't worried. "I'm just Ed Doerr," he said. "I'm nobody special. I ran for office, and I defeated a gentleman who happened to be in office a long, long time. What I want people to know is I'm a real person, and that's the bottom line. While I'm currently trailing in the race, we want to make sure every vote is counted," Senator Sweeney said. "Our voters deserve that, and we will wait for the final results." What, are they going to claim voter fraud and then continue agitating about that? Look, the idea that Ed Doerr in New Jersey, and this is in southeastern New Jersey, it's part of the Democratic stronghold in the state, it's an amazing thing. People didn't vote for Ed Doerr because they didn't even know his name, for goodness sake, because he didn't spend any money on winning. It's just they're tired of some of the Democratic magical thinking, even when it's very elegantly presented, as Pete Buttigieg just showed. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the difficulty with critical race theory. And is it truly a threat? Should it be an issue in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow mattress toppers, towels, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special for a buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Enter my promo code, works for me, for these great specials. Go to MyPillow.com and enter my promo code, works for me. I'm Fred Dreyer, and believe me, this deal really does work for me.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.